Welcome to Enclave on Air. I'm your host today, Jessica Hergert. Enclave on Air is a podcast from Enclave, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Enclave covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Pat A. Basu, MD, MBA, President and Chief Executive Officer of Cancer Treatment Centers of America, to discuss the lingering effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on cancer care and screening and its effect on minority populations. In our exclusive interview, Basu discussed the shadow curve that could result from disruptions in cancer care during the COVID-19 pandemic and innovative strategies that Cancer Treatment Centers of America are taking to avoid this. Could you speak to the disruption in oncology care we've seen during the COVID-19 pandemic and the implications of the shadow curve?
The shadow curve is a concept that I started speaking about at the beginning of the COVID pandemic, and it had to do with this idea that given the importance of flattening the COVID curve, so to speak, we shouldn't lose sight of a sort of curve that was rising in the background around other fatal diseases such as cancer, heart disease, stroke. And just to be very clear, it wasn't to choose one or the other. It was to say COVID-19 is an incredibly serious, incredibly fatal pandemic. At the same time, we have to fight a two-front war. And the reason that's so important is in cancer care, the bedrock of modern cancer care therapy has been early, consistent, and complete therapy. And if you focus on that early part, we know that with no exception, essentially, if you catch a cancer earlier, it is a much higher likelihood of survival, lower mortality or lower morbidity, lower cost, every sort of outcome that we would measure is better. And what happened during the pandemic is sort of a sum of all fears, in the sense that screenings fell. If you look at mammograms and colonoscopies and other ways to detect cancer, some of those screenings fell to 80 or 90% during the pandemic, and it led to a fall in cancer diagnoses of greater than 30%. So just to be very clear, if patients were still getting cancer, they just weren't getting the diagnosis, and they would either succumb to that disease or be diagnosed at a later stage. So that's the sort of the background behind this and the criticality in stopping the disruption of cancer therapy during this period.
We've seen previous studies in oncology regarding disparities in communities, geographic areas, et cetera, and the COVID-19 pandemic seems to have really widened these disparities. Is the same true for the shadow curve in that certain populations are more widely affected?
Definitely. Disparities in healthcare is an incredible issue across, frankly, all of American healthcare. Sadly, one of the things that COVID-19 took things that were bad and made them even worse. So as an example, cancer screenings, which we just talked about, that were already not getting done, they were not getting done, during the pandemic, and they were even more extreme for certain groups. There have been certain groups of our population that have already had limited access and worse outcomes to American healthcare, sort of across the board. Before the pandemic, the outcomes for Black and Brown Americans, rural and poor Americans, were worse in terms of likelihood of getting screened and their outcomes in cancer. As an example, minority ethnic women are less likely than white women to attend their cervical cancer screenings. As an example, Black women are twice as likely to miss or delay their cervical cancer screening as white women are. When we look at lung cancer screening, Black Americans are 16% less likely to be diagnosed early. Latinos are 13% less likely to be diagnosed early. Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders are 14% less likely to be diagnosed. So as it is, we were missing the bar, and those numbers have become even worse during the pandemic as those groups have had their disparities widened versus the average population. So this is a critical thing for us to really solve in American healthcare and have a real sense of urgency around it. The sad news is it's the same groups that tend to have the worst access to healthcare, worse outcomes that are more disproportionately affected. Definitely those of lower socioeconomic status, the impoverished, the indigent. From an ethnic perspective, Black and Brown Americans, they had lower rates of screening, they had worse outcomes in cancer, and we saw the same effects that we saw during COVID. Those populations were hit harder by the COVID-19 pandemic. They also continue to have worse outcomes from a cancer screening and a cancer outcomes perspective. And then also rural communities fall into this bucket as well. So in summary, the populations that already had poor access, fragmented access to high quality screenings and high quality care, Blacks, Latinos, impoverished populations, rural populations, those groups tended to do even worse than they already were doing during the pandemic.
Since the height of the pandemic, have we seen a rebound in cancer care and screening?
So we have seen kind of a double dip, if you will, in screening. So at the height of the pandemic last year, screenings fell 80 to 90%. They definitely began to rebound. But as recently as of June of 2021, where we have kind of more complete history, we are seeing that, for example, breast cancer screenings are nearly 30% lower than the historical average. Colon cancer screenings are about 35% lower. Same with cervical cancer, about 35% lower. So we definitely have not caught back up to where those historical averages need to be. And if you kind of think about a few levels, where the historical average was already lower than where those screenings needed to be. In other words, there was already a delta between the number of patients that need to be screened versus those that were getting screened. Those numbers fell dramatically during the pandemic, and they have not recovered to the point where they're still, like I said, approximately 30% lower than the historical average that we are screening. And that will lead to continued misdiagnoses in cancer.
What can be done to combat this? Are there strategies being employed to get those numbers at least up to historical averages?
There's a lot that can be done for this. One is definitely communication and messaging. We at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and I know others, I personally have gone out with public service messages saying, get your screenings done, get your diagnostics done. If you're scheduled for therapy, there can be a lot of confusing messages out there around something being elective versus emergent or life-threatening versus not life-threatening. Cancer is definitely a life-threatening disease, and it deserves the top priority of access to the American healthcare system. So number one, we need to message. Number two, we need to actually provide that access. American healthcare as it is very user unfriendly. You know that, I know that. It's hard to get an appointment. When you get an appointment, it feels like you're waiting at the DMV for your driver's license. So during the pandemic, we need to, as healthcare providers, we need to reach out even more so to make it as frictionless, as easy, as accessible as possible to get patients screened, diagnosed, and treated for fatal diseases like cancer. And then finally, for cancer specialty hospitals like Cancer Treatment Centers of America or other focused providers around the country, given that this is all that we do, it really provides a nice triage to the healthcare system. So I have friends that are physicians or leaders at acute care hospitals around the country. They are battling COVID. They are battling all the things that come with, seeing the front lines of COVID-19. There's a nice natural triage, though, to, you know, a cancer-specific hospital like ours, where we can take the cancer patients while my colleagues at those other hospitals are doing the important work of battling COVID-19.
Are there any unanswered questions in terms of moving forward with combating the shadow curve?
If you were to describe kind of the American public, I think there's a few critical words that are out there. Confusion or chaos kind of would be one. I think trust, you know, would be another. I think those are two things that we need to just as a society, as a healthcare community, as leaders, just do a better job. Our patients have been left with mixed messages, with confusing messages, and they have also been left with, you know, sort of a question of who to believe, who to trust. There's just so much misinformation, meaning wrong information, and disinformation, active, you know, just active myths or lies, frankly, that are out there. And I think we need to return to a point where data and evidence and facts delivered by experts, grounded in science and data and research is the gold standard. And some of that has to do with just some of the issues have to do with sort of societal or maybe even political problems. But we as providers, we as experts, we just need to find ways to message more clearly, more effectively, and more efficiently to make sure that that message gets through to our patients. There's a saying I like, there's a saying I use, which is that a lie gets halfway around the world before the truth gets out of bed. And we in the medical community, we in the scientific community, we need to raise our voices to protect our patients, let them know that they need to get their care, that they need to get safe access to care, that things such as vaccines are remarkably safe and remarkably effective at halting the spread of COVID-19 and protecting patients and their loved ones. But we kind of need to just rise as a medical community above some of the noise that's out there in traditional media and social media.
What is your take-home message regarding this topic?
My take-home messages would be that cancer remains an incredibly fatal and horrific disease. It is the number two cause of death worldwide and in the United States. Millions of patients are affected with it every single year. One in three Americans will be diagnosed with cancer during their lifetime. This is not a disease. This is not an enemy that we can afford to turn our backs on for even a second. So we need to make sure that patients know that they need to get their screenings and their diagnostics and their treatment. We need to make sure we're doing everything to make those accessible, safe and accessible for those patients. So that's, to me, really the big take-home message. Numbers two and number three would be contact your provider, be proactive in your healthcare, ask questions, be an advocate for your own healthcare. And number three would be to listen to medical doctors and scientists and experts in terms of understanding risk-benefit trade-offs and efficacy of safety and efficacy of things like vaccines, importance of things like screenings and getting your treatments done. Listen to the medical and scientific community, not other random voices.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Enclave on Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.enclave.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. Enclave is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at Enclave and at Enclave SOSS. On Facebook, like us at Enclave and Enclave State of the Science Summit, and follow our Enclave page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of Enclave on Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to Enclave on Air.